One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
But I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
And I just started it.
Okay.
But I was recording on my my YouTube too. So it came out like early 2000s. And so I put this movie in. It was Diary of the Dead. I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna pick out a good horror movie or zombie movie tonight. I haven't really watched a zombie movie during October horror month yet. So I put the movie in the DVD player, hit play, and I'm like 10 minutes in, I'm like totally disappointed. Cause it's an IRL of a guy with a video camera and he's with a group of friends, and it's like the first stages of a zombie apocalypse outbreak, basically, where the police are called to a domestic dispute where the boyfriend shot the girlfriend and shot the son. But then wherever they were at, they were already infected. Like, even though they were already infected because they came, you know, as they're on the, you know, one of the bodies of the girlfriend's body is on the gurney, and then she starts twitching, you know, and starts moving. And so it's him videotaping from his camcorder, as they just show you how old this movie is. And that's it, you know? And I'm like, and it's document, you know, it's the dialogue talking of the guy holding the camera and it's scenes. So you'll be mad at, like, say if this was us, you definitely will be mad at me, or you would be mad at a friend that is videotaping you getting eaten by a zombie and doing nothing about it. He's like this, Bobby, oh my God. He's dying, Bobby. And you can see his hand come in the frame. I'm like, boy, dude, put the camera down. Help your friend from getting his brains chewed out by the zombie. And I'm sitting there like, what am I watching? But, you know, I'm a true horror fan. So I sat there and watched the whole movie from start to finish. But it was like, come on. I was like, how are you just going to let your friend? And he got several people killed because he's holding the camera and he's doing nothing. I got to record this for history. So when people find this camera, maybe we'll be dead, but at least they'll find this camera and they'll know our story. That's what he's saying the whole time. His girlfriend is like having a fit with him, you know, like, no, dude, help us, basically. Stop, put the camera down. Stop doing this stuff and help us. You know, it was, oh, I was like, okay, I usually don't pick bad movies. I give everybody else, for my friends, sometimes a hard time when they pick a bad movie. I picked the bad one a couple days ago. I was like, oh man, this is not good. This is not good. So that was my last few days. Last night was a fun night, but rough night. You know, you had to clean the house and all that. So what about you, John? What you got cracking? John,
Wick. By the way, that's hilarious. Like, I got to film this. I got to document this. Like, while he's
getting his arm.
Please,
he's getting
help.
His neck
Bobby's dying.
Yeah.
Oh, his neck I was in your old stomping grounds, Lincoln, Nebraska, this week with Wisconsin volleyball. Drove by the football stadium, sent you a pic.
Yep, I saw that. Yep, I knew that place.
I like Lincoln. They support their teams, man. They support their sports teams.
Yes,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The Packer fans, it's crazy.
Yeah, they sell out their volleyball arena. 8,000 people show up.
No surprise. See, we're still good. Since my days, that's how long the volleyball team has been good. So at least somebody's still doing their job.
They've been good. You go look at the band. They've been good for 40 years.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But you know, we were talking about that video game, Axie Infinity, right?
Yes. Yep.
So I got on one of my crypto apps. You can't see my phone because of the virtual background. Right. And I purchased some Axie Infinity crypto.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? We talked about this on the show. I'm going to go purchase some Axie Infinity. I'll check it right now. It's probably, I don't know. I don't know really how to use this app, but I was pretty pumped because I'm buying crypto because it's something we talked about. Ooh, looks like I'm up. It's up 16%, baby.
Nice.
Let's go.
We're going to have to talk and educate me more and then I get my first purchase in. So what was it? What was the dollar amount you spent on your
I didn't even buy a whole Axie Infinity coin.
Right.
I bought 0.2.
And what's that like worth? What's that worth in dollars? If that
that's 20, that was $20. I bought $20 okay. worth. I just put $20 in because I was like, you know what? I'll buy a little bit of this.
And that's safe.
See what it's up to $20. It's up to $29. So, you know,
when,
had I put more in, I could have had more money.
That's a win. All right. Yeah. I got to get in that game too. So we got in the Twitch chat, Big B says all his names here, Jason Wren, Darth Jason, and Ross Douglas the Savage. That's a good one right there. And then Big, he also adds in here, just thinking Jason versus John Wick would be a good PPV fight. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can make it happen somehow on social, on Twitch or TikTok. We can edit some videos together of us fighting. Because, you know, the TikTok creators are creative. What's up?
That's a great idea. You know what we should do? You know how, you know, the Paul brothers fight and they make all these millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We should have every Halloween pay-per-view have real boxers in Halloween costumes, but have like Jason versus whatever. Like the draw isn't the name of the boxer. The draw is John Wick versus whatever.
Right.
But they're real fighters, so they can actually hit.
True. And we probably had to get us some licensing taken care of first.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about all the licensing with that.
Like, especially Jason and John Wick. I would love, that's a great idea. But yeah, the first thing that popped in my head is like, dang, we got to talk to.
No, you just, right? You call him John. You call him like a generic name of John.
There you go. We get it. Yeah, we go around the loophole. So I wouldn't be Jason. I'd be Kaysen.
Kaysen. You know? I'd be Don Swick.
And there you go, John. Don Swick. I'll be Kaysen Norhees.
That's how we get around it.
That's how we get around it. And Big B, yes, Mario Party Superstars comes out today for sure. What's up, Eeyore? He's in the house. And then Denai, thank you for the 4 month sub in a row. Tier one. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to get this party started here. So let's go to where I was working on a guest, but he's on the East Coast and it's super early. I didn't know. I hadn't heard back from him. So I might hear back from him. And he is a Dragon Ball Z gamer. His name is Legendary something. Darn it. I can't remember. Hey, it's early in the morning, man. And right now, I don't have no brains. Because Jason, as long as he's lived, I don't have no brains. Because I've been shot in the head. I've been blown up with a stick of dynamite. I've been almost chopped in half a few times. So, you know, my recovery right now is not good. All right, let's go ahead over to quick hit news bites in the house. So I found a really good one. So we've been talking about Activision Blizzard, going through their thing out in California, the lawsuit of all the employees, you know, going now. The last week's thing was basically the lawyers pushed trying to drag it along and then going to arbitration for every person that made a claim. So now the CEO, Bob, Kotick? So he takes a pay cut. So he takes, this is actually his second pay cut in reading an article that waives the arbitration to staff letters. So the arbitration is the part of a case when you have a claim where the plaintiff or the victim has to explain to the judge or the lawyers why they are where they are. And so basically, this is the tough part for the victim. They got to go back in time and basically say this, tell the story all over again. So he is saying no to that as the CEO. He's saying, I don't want to, you know, basically by doing that, he's saying in another sense that, you know, he don't want to put his employees through that conversation again. And which is a great thing for them, you know, for those employees and Bobby having that foresight to do that. And obviously he probably sit there and talked with some, you know, cohorts, other leaders around the business, but just not to put his employees through that again. And then also his second pay cut. So he was making before his first pay cut, he was making around $1.7 million annually as the CEO of Activision Blizzard. His first pay cut brought him, cut that in half, basically like roughly $800,000. And now he said to the California Board Commission, you know, for Better Business Bureau, that type of commission, and the Work Commission as well, he said, cut me down again to whatever the bare minimum that somebody can make in California. And that bare minimum, so what is it? Can't think of the, like I said, no brains. That amount is $62,500 a year. So he went from 1.7, almost 1.8, 800,000 now to 62,000. And the reason why he's doing that, though, is for a great, you know, it's a great thing. Why? Well, I say, yes, definitely a great thing. Is he basically told the other board members of Activision Blizzard, I want another pay cut because then we could build out programs and initiatives to make sure we don't get to this problem again. So we're going to have seminars, classes, you know, Title IX education, you know, sexual harassment, and seminars from the HR department, and just better opportunities for men, men and women, you know, of color, LGBTQ within the company, and all of that. So they basically create other programs to educate their employees so they understand and have the awareness and have the empathy of everybody in the office, basically, and so they can be full, basically well-rounded adults, in other words. So I definitely love the fact that he's like, you know what, I'm running this show, so I'm gonna do this to say to everybody, this is my effort into changing the culture, this frat culture that we had here at Activision Blizzard so far. So this is one good little, I say, highlight in this storm of emotion and things going on out there in Activision Blizzard. So what you got on that, John?
That's pretty crazy to go from 1 point whatever million to $62,000 a year. You know, I'm surprised that this is the first time I've seen a story where a CEO of a company, usually when something like this happens, the CEO of the company is gone. You know what I mean? Like, it happened on your watch and then you're out and somebody else takes over. So this is an approach that I wonder if we'll see more from different, you know, whether it's in the video game industry or in other industry, where the CEO says, okay, I'll take 62,000. I just want to stay with the company. We're going to make these changes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I've never seen that before. And that to me is really, really interesting part of that story there.
No, it is. I mean, I didn't see this when the NFL made their changes, you know, Roger Goodell, come on now. You know what he makes it per year?
Do you know what he's made over the last 2 years? Yeah.
I know before he got it, before he was, you know, we knew what he was making. It was undisclosed. He didn't have to tell nobody. But then last year with 2020 coming through, he was making around 36 million a year. Close to that.
Here's the headline. Let me give you the headline. Can we talk about Roger Goodell here? Go to news. I'm on the Google report. Roger Goodell was paid nearly $128 million over 2 years.
2 years. Okay. So about 50, around 50.
What?
Yes. Yes. So
that's insane.
So, bro, if he gets a pay cut, it'll be a lot of big changes in the NFL, which they are changing. You know, they're doing a lot. You see the stadiums, all football fields all say, you know, it's going to take all of us. And in racism, and they doing the commercials about mental health, so they're on that track. So like I said, I'm my hat off to Bob Kotick out in California and Activision, trying to, you know, basically not trying to, but starting, taking the first step, you know, and being a leader, owning up, and I say influencing change in his company, because obviously they're a big company, they're very influential. I mean, a lot of us play Call of Duty. A lot of us play the games they make. So to have that, you know, they saw, I mean, I subtly saw what streamers did. I myself did not play the game for a while. And so that was our way to basically, you know, do our protests as gamers. So I appreciate everybody that did that. And my, you know, out there in the Twitch world, I say to the Twitch chat, we got Big B says, now hear me out. Oh, he's going back to the costume comment, our costume stuff going on. He said, now hear me out. The costume for the person who killed Sarah is the scariest. So that's you, John. That's you, John Wick. over there. Good morning, the kid 87. How you doing? And yeah, deny the recovery after this bender this weekend is the real recovery. That's what he's talking about here. And then Notorious Afro is up and early, and she says, look at the scary dudes. Yes, we're some scary dudes. And the scariness at Activision is getting better. So it's moving on from what we've learned from last year. So, John, what do you got for us?
Okay. So, all right. So if you have – yeah, here we go.
It worked. Okay. But on my end, it was saying something else. So we got it.
All right.
So tell us this story, man. I want to hear about this.
So if you have little kids, or, you know, I'm thinking a little beyond kids, you know, like pets or whatever. A buddy of mine, when we play Rocket League, he's always complaining like, oh, my kid chewed on my AirPods, or my dog chewed on my controller. You know what I mean? And I'm like, well, you know, there's a solution to that, Jesse. Put it up high. But anyway, this is still a thing for other people, right? So there's a company out there right now. Let me get the name. Baby Glitch is making chewable controllers. Now, you can't use these controllers, which I was kind of disappointed. Like, why don't you just make chewable controllers you can use so the kids can? But it's kind of doing you know, get your kids introduced to video games.
Right.
And they make small scale replicas of Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox controllers. So then you can kind of be like, hey, listen, if you're going to chew on the controller, here's your special controller, Jimmy, you know, or Johnny. And then they chew on the controller. And I think they should do that for dogs too, or whatever. And it's just kind of a way to like get your kids from stop chewing on on your controllers.
But they definitely, they're referring to little kids, like just yes. Walking. They talking about just walking kids. Cause I believe like obviously kids above five, they know that is not a cookie.
Right.
Or what is it? A Starburst or what have you? Well, you know, any kid under five should not be eating Star Wars. This for disclosure as a new parent, because you will have that kid bouncing off the walls because of all the sugar. But this is definitely innovative. I like it. It's fun.
If you scroll down on that story, there's a little video you could play too.
Okay. Well, I can't on this one, but I will.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. I have the link, so I could always go back in the Google Drive. Check it out. But that's sweet. And they're starting with controllers, so they're going to be eventually going stepping the game up. Now, you know, it's going to be consoles. It's going to be like cartridges. Oh, the old school Nintendo cartridges. You know,
yes.
It's going to be like,
yeah, Kit they Kats. Make an N64 one too that you can give to your kid.
There you go. Here you go. Hit that. Here, eat this Sega Genesis. Here you go. You don't know what I'm talking about, but devour that. There you go. That's what's going on next. And then Big B says, my dog ate my homework. So your homework look like a chew toy. That's probably why, Big B. It looked like a biscuit, one of them biscuits that you give your pets when you're training them to sit and not use the bathroom in the house. But I think that's cool. What's the name of the company again?
It is Baby Glitch.
That's a great
controllers
name
made for kids. Yes.
Great tagline. Controllers made for kids. Literally made for kids to eat. They need to add to eat. Not only to game, but to eat. I need to add that. I mean, I'm helping them with their marketing. There you go. That's just free marketing information right there for Baby Glitch. I like it. And it says, Big B says, Amon, don't be chewing on my controller. I'm not going chewing on controllers. I'm Jason. I'm Jason Wren. Here we go. I'm gonna chop that controller in half.
I love that saber. That lightsaber is sweet.
It is legit. Oh, man.
Imagine if they had those.
It just dropped. Uh-oh. It's okay.
Imagine if they had those kind of cool lightsabers. When, man, if I had that as a kid, I'd be using that thing all the time.
Oh, man. I didn't get no lightsabers till I was grown. Mom and dad was like, not in that, like, in the lightsaber game. They did give me G.I. Joes and Transformers, a few Star Wars action figures, but none of the swords I don't think I had any toy guns. My friends had them. I didn't have no toy guns, no knives or nothing like that at the house. I think my mom and dad were like, they were being smart. Because I was always getting into stuff as a kid. I was doing stuff I shouldn't have been doing. Why do you think I got this mask on right now? You know, I'm not all there. I think y'all figured that out by now. over to, well, everybody else can hear this. John, you won't be able to hear this, but we're headed over to, you know what?
This. Or that.
Or that. Just hang it up. What's up?
Right. Straight from the mind of Amon Green. This or that. Halloween party or scary movie? So that means like you want to like go to a Halloween party or watch a scary movie?
Yep. Which I do all. I do both. I've done both.
No. It's easy, Amon. You want to go to a Halloween party. Halloween parties are the best because everybody's dressed up.
True. We had one. We had a few here at the house and it's fun. And I wore this mask. This is not the first time I wear this. Obviously shows I, this is not the first time I wore this mask. So what are you? So you were your Halloween party all day?
I think that would be Halloween parties are fun, man, because then not only is everybody dressed up, but then you kind of, at least I would, right. You start having a couple drinks in you and you start acting like John Wick even more so.
True.
And it's just like, it's like adult playtime. That sounded bad, by the way.
Yeah. That's true and true. It sounded bad and you get to play out. Cause when I, the first time I wore this mask, I didn't have Kylo Ren. I had a lightsaber. I had a machete. And so that machete had blood all over it. So yeah, I was walking around like I was hacking up everybody at the Halloween party. So Halloween party for John, for Big B, he goes scary movie and Pooch. Hey, what's up, Pooch in the house? Scary movie as well. Pooch gang. It's Battle of the Sexes. It's Friday night. So that's going down over on Pooch gang channel, the Pooch 3255. And Denai says party for him, Halloween party. And I've done both. So I'm kind of, and it's both things I love to do because I love watching scary movies, as everybody knows if you follow me on social. And Halloween parties, I would say for me, I like to dress up, but I would say I'd rather be out getting the candy. Even though there's food at the Halloween party, I just, those days as a kid, trick-or-treating at the doors, getting the bag full of candy, coming home and just devouring. As I got older, though, I got smarter, so I didn't get belly aches. So I'm about to say, this is a tough one. This is a tough one because I love this month. It's everything about Halloween and horror movies I enjoy. But you know what? I'm starting to enjoy the company of my friends. So I'm going to go Halloween party as well. There we go. And if not, let me see here. Big B says he was Clay Matthews 1 year for Halloween. But he looked more like AJ Hawk because they both have the long hair at the time. Yeah. Like AJ Hawk totally cut his off. You don't even recognize him. He looks normal. It's like now he doesn't look like a rock band, like roadie right now. But he was a cool dude. AJ was so cool. He was real chill, but a solid guy, solid player for the team. And nice. Did you wear the jerseys, Big B, and the shoulder pads and the helmet? Question. I want to ask that Preston right there. So Eeyore goes Halloween party, birthday party with the scary movie and a band. Dang. That house is crowded, Eeyore, just so you know. You better hope you got a good power link so you don't lose power, because the band is going to need that. Speakers and all that other stuff. In there. So all right, next item.
All right. Skeletons like or zombies.
Skeleton, you like my skeletons? Okay,
before we get to, I forgot what I was gonna say. Never mind. All right, skeletons, or if I remember what I was gonna say, I had a point about Halloween parties. Oh no, here it is.
Okay.
Oh, you know, Big B went as Clay Matthews and or AJ Hawk or whatever.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people. You saw Aaron Rodgers get like that late hit on Aaron Rodgers last night.
Yeah.
He gets smashed in his helmet. His comes up on his face, basically. And there's that hilarious picture of him like on his side and the chin strap is on his nose.
Yeah.
And people are saying like that's the new Halloween costume for people in Wisconsin this year.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Put an Aaron Rodgers jersey on. Put your helmet up and you're Rodgers. All right. Skeletons or zombies?
Yes. And it was funny when I was doing the zombie lookup for pictures, it's actually, they had to almost like categorize zombies now. It's like zombies should be just zombies, but they had apocalyptic zombies. And I don't know the difference. So what's apocalyptic zombies to zombie outbreak? What's the difference? Is there a difference?
I don't.
They're both dead.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't think so. I mean, because if one, you know, if you just think about it, if one zombie gets out, that could be the end of the whole world. You know, if you don't get to that, you don't get to that zombie quick, because that's going to multiply and there'll be more zombies.
Right. It was just interesting to see that when I was looking up for the pictures. It was two types of zombies. I'm like, this is hilarious. So Notorious Afro says zombies because the skeletons on Game of Thrones are the worst. True. That is true. Skeletons are real. They bring it. Bring it. And then Big B says Matthew's t-shirt, shoulder pads were broad. Oh no, shoulders were broad enough where it looked like I was wearing shoulder pads. All his shoulders were broad enough. He was yoked, basically.
This is a tough one. In what context are we talking skeletons or zombies? Like
being scared, or let me see, being scared, or what do you like to deal with?
Because that skeleton you got there, he's riding a skateboard. He's got a pumpkin on his head.
He's having fun. Chill. He's like Tony Hawk, right? That's Tony Hawk skeleton. One day.
I mean, are we afraid of?
Oh, you got that?
Meditating skeleton.
I say if the skeletons are like that, I'm rolling with skeletons. We got ER also says zombies are slightly stronger than skeletons in Dungeons and Dragons. Okay, didn't know that. I haven't played enough Dungeons and Dragons to know that. See, just seen the movies. So okay, thank you, ER, with that. Big B says zombie. What's in your head? What's in your head? I get it. That's like what's that, Aflac? Or no, what's the one, what's in your wallet commercial? That's what that is.
Whatever that one is, yeah.
What's in your wallet? But he's saying zombie, what's in your head? Ah, nice, Big B. I love it. We can make some commercials in here. We got the Greenies working. We got me and John. We got John Wick and Jason working. We doing it. And it's cranberry. The blood is, and Notorious Afro says, the blood is cranberry sauce. I'm reading this wrong. It's a cranberry song. Shaking my head. Oh,
what's in your head?
Oh, see, I don't know the cranberries. I didn't know that, Notorious Afro.
Zombie. Okay, I get it now.
I didn't know that. Okay, see, John knew that. I didn't know that. Okay, I'm way off. I thought it was a
what's in your head?
I thought it was a bank commercial. Oh man. So yeah, just for that, I'm gonna go with skeletons because I don't have no brains. They eat brains, that means they're smarter than people right now. But so I'm gonna go. And Jason is sort of a zombie when you think about it. He's a zombie because he doesn't die. He just has the brains to, like, he knows to track people down and how to use blunt objects, but he's still a zombie. There you go. So sorry about that. I totally, as you can tell, I have no brains right now.
The zombies got to you.
The zombies got to me. All right, next item up.
Next, this or that, trick or treating or handing out candy. I'll tell you what, I understand how fun it is, trick or treat, but when you're an adult and you get to see all the kids come by, especially the little guys and girls and their little dresses and princesses and superheroes, handing out candy is the best. I'm going to go hand out candy.
Nice. Oh man. Like I said, as a kid, I definitely had fun trick or treating. But as an adult, handing out candy, I'm with you, John. It is super fun. To see all the fun kids coming out. The year I wore Jason, and then I was Master Chief one year and I scared the kids. The kids were like, they were like, totally freaked out. He told the kid already almost fell off the back of our front porch. He was like trying to get out of there. I was like, man, I said, no. I took off the mask. Like, it's okay. It's a human under here. You know, you're good. It's a smile under the mask, you know? And he calmed down and he came back up. I put the candy in his bag. I say, I got it. The story real quick. When I was in Houston for the 2 years I was in Houston. And so one night, one Halloween, I was on IR. So I can't remember if it was 07 or 08. And me and my wife, I think we're going to the movies. And when we finally went to the movies, it was right at, you know, in some neighborhoods, they do like a Halloween curfew, like a trick or treat curfew. Like, you got so much time to trick or treat for now. And so we were leaving the house to go to this movie. I think it was obviously a horror movie. And it was like an hour to hour or hour and a half left of trick or treating time. So being a good Samaritan, I was like, you know what? I don't want the kids to miss out on candy. So we got our candy and we put it in a basket and we put it on the front porch. So, you know, so I gave a lot of trust to the trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood. All right. I gave a lot of trust. We come back. Not only is the candy gone, the basket is gone. It's like they took the basket too. I'm like, wow.
That's disrespectful.
They straight took our basket along with it. Oh, we were like, hold up.
You know what? I bet you Mon Green gives out some. I bet you give out some really good candy too, right?
Oh yeah, I don't mess around. Like I was a trick or treater. I was a trick or treater. So when every now and then in my neighborhood, when I got the big Snickers, the big Butterfingers, Kit Kat, the full size, I'm coming back next year. So I was like, when it is my turn as an adult, I'm going to Costco. I'm going to Sam's Club. Make it happen. They going to remember this house right here. This is our house. So I do the big candy bars.
See, those kids aren't forward thinking, man. Those kids, by taking the prize, the big return right now, they're not thinking that next year you're not going to put out another, you know,
right.
They're going to miss out. Full of candy. Yeah. It's just going to get taken away. So they're not thinking like long-term success there, that they could have candy every year.
Exactly. Got to think ahead.
Hey, I got to plug in my laptop.
Okay. And Big B says, right back. RB, see you in a minute. So Big B says, zombie, what's in your wallet? That's the Capital One. It's the Capital One commercial. There it is. And then Atomic Sino, what's up, man? Good morning. He says, Jason was supposed to be a deadite. In the Freddy versus Jason versus Ash movie, but that never happened. Oh, and then Ash is from Army of the Dead, I believe. And then it says, Big B says, yeah, we used to put a bowl of candy outside and the one person would bump the whole bowl in there. Oh, would dump the whole bowl in their bag. Yes, yes, that is just not true. That's not kosher for being a trick-or-treater here. All right, not kosher. Big B said he had a big bowl. Somebody with jacket would dump it all in their one bag. So Big B knows that too. So all right, next item on the list here. Fun stuff, not scary stuff. Ooh. Fun stuff.
Corn maze or hayride?
And then a little information, doing the editing, putting in pictures, looking up corn maze pictures. All the corn maze pictures look worse than the haunted house pictures. It was like, they had Freddy, they had Chucky chasing people through the cornfield in the pictures. I was like, so it took me forever to find this corn maze picture of happy kids having fun, because that's what a corn maze, my corn maze experience. Well, you know what? I haven't really done a corn maze, but what I've been told, it's more fun, family oriented, not getting chased by Pennywise, okay? Or Jason or Michael Myers.
You go to like a pumpkin farm or an apple orchard and there's a corn maze and the kids are out there and the families. You don't have Jason chasing you.
They had full on Pennywise with a chainsaw chasing kids. I was like, oh man, that's cold.
Imagine.
That is cold. Hey, somebody, as long as they like my I've been to haunted houses. My thing about a haunted house is, well, not my thing, but it's the rule. You can't be touched. And some do, though. I heard of haunted houses that actually get physical, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you get physical with me, and I'm like this. Oh, it's going to get real. We about to get it. I'm like, oh, you push me? What's up? I'm pushing you right back, bro. Hey, you see this? I'm in another world. I'm not who I am under the mask. I'm the guy in the mask. There you go. Boom.
Mon's going to pick up that blitzer if you push him. He's going to pick up the blitz.
Yeah, blitz. It's just reflexes, you know, reflexes.
I'm gonna go with corn maze, by the way.
Okay.
Corn maze.
Gotcha. I'm gonna go. I remember doing a hayride with my kids when they were little, when we were having good family, good old fun. I'm gonna go hayride. That was when we was actually here in the Green Bay area. And it was cool. It was a nice chill October day, afternoon. And once we did the hayride, it was like, they took us to like one of their barns that they converted into like an arts and craft area. So you could do, you know, little Halloween artsy crafty things, and it had candy for the kids. And, you know, you could dunk. They did the apple game, the dunking apple game in the barrel. in the water. So that was, it was fun little stuff. So that's like, it was like perfect out of a movie, not somebody getting chased down by somebody with a hacksaw.
Yeah. All right. Next, this or that.
Next, this or that. Let me get to the screen here. All right. I like this one here.
Scary costume or funny costume? And that's a great one.
That's a great one. When I saw that, I said, that's it right there. That's funny. I said, that's funny right there. I remember one time we tried to dress Apollo, our bigger English, the darker one. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, not we. I'll take that. Let me correct that. My wife, she decided to dress him up as like a Mufasa from Lion King. So I had the lion mane. And we have a picture. If I find this picture, I'm going to post it tonight. I'm going to post it before Halloween gets here. And so between now and Sunday. And I already knew right away. I saw his face as she was trying to put him on. He was like, what are you doing, bro? You know, if he could talk. If a dog could talk, he was like, bro, mom, what are you doing? I don't want that. Get away. Get away. He was like giving a shoe in away from her. And when we finally got on him, he got it on him. He just laid in his bed and was like, why'd you let her do this to me, Amara? Come on. I thought you loved me. He was so mad. You could tell. If he could talk, he would have been saying some foul words. So I was like, don't torture your dog by trying to dress him in a costume. They don't like it. They do not like it.
I wouldn't think they would.
No, but even though I was talking funny, I'm going to go scary because for me, that's kind of what Halloween is about. That's why I'm like this. Now, Pennywise, I think I'll scare too many people because a lot of people in my family, they already hate clowns. And this is one of the main ones they hate. But I would do this one just to spite them. Just to have me a little Halloween fun. So scary costume for me.
This is, I want to go scary, but I think overall, I would probably lean toward funny costumes because you can be like really timely with something that's happening in pop culture or whatever. Like last year, people could be Tiger King or, you know what I mean? And these are like funny costumes. So I think you have way more options with a funny costume.
You do. So you got it. Nice funny costume. So Big B says funny costume. And then my man, he popped new. Oh, we got a new person in the chat. Pimpin' the Crib says, right. Amon Green, what do you think of the game last night? I said it earlier. It was a heck of a game. It was like watching a horror movie. You didn't know what was going to happen until you got to the end. It was seeing all these murders happen, people dying, people getting hurt, and craziness going on. So it was like watching a horror movie. So it was a great game. Atomic Sino says, I'm more scary costume person. Seems to better fit the holiday. There it is.
Yeah, it's true.
Scary costume. True. Very true. Very true.
You had a great point.
Yeah. I used to be the bad uncle. This is the only time I was a bad uncle. I used to scare my nieces and nephews to death on Halloween. I would come out of a closet with a vampire mask and like, bad uncle for like a month. So after that, I was great. All right, next one, guys. Next items. Right.
Pumpkin seeds or pumpkin pie? Easy layup question for me. Pumpkin pie all day long.
Yep, I'm pumpkin pie as well. I figured out one, but I just, you know, had to throw it in there because I know, like, the pumpkin seeds, remember, Drew, when we first met, he was like, pumpkin seeds are great for a man's bladder or something. Like, it's like a good health thing. He said something like that. I'm just saying. So I was like, I'm going the health route there. That's all. But no, I'm with you. Pumpkin pie, especially with some whipped cream on top or some French vanilla ice cream on it. Boom. This sets it off. French vanilla and the whipped cream. After you come from a scary haunted house or a horror movie. Oh, we had somebody in Twitch chat chime in. Oh, nobody in the Twitch chat. Oh, no, it says seeds for me. Oh, pumpkin seeds for Atomic Sino. He says, I don't like pumpkin pie as much as I did as a kid. Oh, there you go. They are good for you. They are good for you, Atomic. See, you know, there you go. And the last, this or that. This or that.
Apparently they're good for your
body.
All right, Lamon, you can handle this one.
Yeah.
Dead Space or Fear?
Dead Space or Fear. So both obviously horror games, RPG, Fear. I played all three. They made three of these. Actually, they made four. I didn't realize it till I searched up the pitchers. But they actually made four of these, maybe five. But I played three of them for sure. It was one, two, and three. And they're all fear one, fear two, fear three. And that is a pretty deep and like spooky game. And Dead Space is like more gory. The monsters come at you, you know, they're like creatures that have been infected. They're not zombies. It's like they're an alien species that infected the human body. So sort of zombies, but then the beasts that you got to fight, they got these like razor arms. Their hands are like razors that try to, that basically can impale you at any instant. But you get cool. You got like a buzzsaw. You got like a splitter gun that shoots like, it shoots shards of lasers that basically cuts things in half, and you can modify the gun. So you got some good weapons. So that's the good thing about Dead Space. It doesn't, you'd be like if it was a real, something really happened, you wouldn't be too scared because like you got heavy duty weapons. You got weapons that could cause damage. But in Fear, you got, it's a girl that has been tortured or somewhere, or the mom gave birth to basically the Antichrist. Her name, I think her name is Alma or something like that. And she has power, you know, she's paranormal. She's a ghost. So she could do you in anytime. So you're trying to fight her with a gun. I don't know how that's working, but in the game, it works somehow. You don't have powers yourself, if I remember, but you have to fight her. So it's kind of hard fighting a demon with weapons, with guns and grenades, but it works. You know, they made it work. They made it happen where you could come out on top, but it's made three of them, just like a horror movie. They made three, four of them, five of them. So it never really comes to an end. But I say Sporting, oh, they both are good games. It's a hard pick for me. But, oh, man, you got to come back on to me. You got to come back. I don't know. This is a tough one because I played both of them. I love both of them. I can't do this. We got Big B says Dead. Oh, Big B and Atomics, you know, both says Dead Space. Dead Space. Even though I gave you a quick summation, John, what's your pick?
I don't know. That Fear sounds pretty like, pretty, if I had to choose one, I think the Fear series, the Fear is what I would choose.
So I believe it's the older of the two. They both came out on 360, but I think Fear came out first on 360. Mm. God, this is tough for me, but I play both. You know, it's like having kids. You gotta love them all. I love them all, but I'm gonna go with Fear. I still love Dead Space, but I'm gonna go with Fear as well, John. Fear, it's a good one. It's spooky because it, you know, it's the paranormal side of the game. And of course, what I would do, I would enhance my experience by turning off the lights in the house, day or night. But especially I try to play it at night, so I got the full experience. I'm like, I'm gonna get creeped out. That's what I want to do, and that's what I did. Creep myself out. All right. Now we're headed over to, I know everybody else will hear this, game releases.
Release the games.
It's time for the game releases. Game releases.
I like the little doggy at the end. So here is the list of the games.
We got
Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, I was so excited to hear that. Like when they made the announcement a while ago now, I was like, because I just picked up Marvel's Avengers and I like that, obviously, because it's funny how they, like we were talking about when we were doing, like if we do a commercial, I would be Kaysen Voorhees, or and you're going to be Nick Wick or something, or Nick Dick, like you changed your name. So they're slightly, you know, that's the characters, but they don't look like the characters from the Marvel movies, you know, like Chris Pratt. You know, Star-Lord is not, you could, it favors him, but it's not him. And Drax, which is David Bautista, it favors him, but you know, so they, at least they, you kind of know, but I'm glad they have this game out. It looks like a fun game. Definitely. Is it? Yeah. It comes out with today or no, it came out earlier this week. So yeah, I'm getting a hard copy though. I'm not going to go download on this. I got to have the disc.
You're a hard copy guy.
I got to have the hard copy here. So
yeah.
I love the game, so I hope you. And it's RPG, so gotta have the story there. So, let's run the video. And no, you can start talking about yours. I'll start running. Or I'll run my video first. Let's do that here.
Okay, let's take. I want to see your video first.
Yeah, the video right here, so you can see, like I was mentioning a second ago, you know how So it's Idios Manchidor. They do all the big search up. So it's just like the movie. They're on the ship coming in. But like you see the faces, like they can't copyright exactly Chris Pratt's face, David Bautista's face. Zoe Zalanda. Gamora. But they got a good storyline, you know, Star-Lord there with his mom, and they're doing the same things, defending the galaxy. But in the preview I watched, I didn't see no other Avengers other than, you know, their group there, but, and some new villains, our new people in the, you know, I was like, who's that? Don't know who that is. But Mr. Goldman face. He had, you know, crazy things on his nugget there. But it looks like the same setup. They're traveling the galaxy doing their things, and they got the new addition of the little doggy here. A golden retriever in a spacesuit. I dig it.
That's got to come to the movies, man.
Right. It's like, and they Marvel, we already know they're doing that stuff, making that connection from movies to video games to TV shows. So hopefully they keep the continuity going through the game.
Oh my gosh. If they start bringing a dog into the Marvel series, like cameos through all these different ones and stuff.
Right. Well, who would be the dog though? Like, where did he come from? That's all I want to know. What series was that? What's his name? Yeah, but the graphics look great. And it's like just coming off of Marvel Avengers, and it's a lot of little fights and things you got to do in there. So if it's set up the same way, it's like that game is almost never ending because there's new DLC that's getting updated in Avengers. So similar, you know, I believe Guardians of the Galaxy would be this. I would soon be the same with it being from the same company and the same storyline of Avengers, because they're Avengers. Guardians of the Galaxy are Avengers. And we have Tommy Xeno says Cosmo the Space Dog was already in the first Guardians of the Galaxy. Really? I'm going to go back and watch that. Thank you, Atomic Xeno, for that little fact. Didn't know that. It said he was in the collector's collection. Oh! You know, the collector was Del Toro. Remember the guy who he had the white hair and the crazy makeup on his lip, and he had all the cases but had Howard the Duck in there, John.
Remember Howard?
So he was in one of those. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I do remember. He barked when they flashed. Like, it was a quick, you know, shot of him and he barked. I remember that at comics. You know, thank for the reminder there. So now let's get to John's game here.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's okay. I remember the space dog scene there.
Here we go. No, I'm a big Nintendo fan, Nintendo Switch fan.
Same here too.
And
yes, indeed.
For $60, you can now get Mario Party Superstars, as we can see on the footage here. If you're watching this on Twitch every week, if you're listening, too bad. but it's a superstar collection of classic Nintendo 64 game boards. It's basically, they're taking the best from the 20-year plus history of mini games and best boards and putting them all in this one game
from Mario Party. Yeah, that was Tetris. Nice.
Huh? And so, yeah, look at this. So, yeah, the look away. You know what I found interesting? I was just kind of looking at this game on different sites and what people are saying about it. Washington Post talked about in the original Mario Party, certain mini games required players to quickly rotate their control stick, and they soon discovered that the best strategy, I didn't know this, was to rotate the stick with their palms. Did you know this?
No, I played a little bit of the other Mario Party game, but no, I did not know that.
Yeah. And so the problem is, while the Washington Post writes, is that it led to players developing blisters on their palms and eventually lawsuits. So now
really?
This one, yes. And some of these mini games are back that, you know, you can rotate it, I guess, with your palm. And Nintendo is now offering a warning message urging players not to rotate with their palms. To protect people from injuring themselves and playing some of these mini games. I had no idea.
Man, come on. Why are you suing Nintendo for that? As a gamer, you know that's going to be part of the job, is getting blisters on your fingers, man. Come on with that.
Trying to avoid those
lawsuits.
It's like
the old ball or centipede. Remember the centipede cabinet that had the ball on it? That's what kind of clicks in my head when you say that. Never got a blister.
Never got a blister.
That means,
but they
you
also
put
say
that work in if you don't have the calluses on. That's how you put that. You know, come on. Man.
They say it also could lead to, you know, damaging your controller. Okay. But, you know, I have Mario Party downstairs, and I bought it because I just want to, like, you know, get my daughter into gaming a little bit, and, you know, hey, look, let's go play little games. It's fun. And it actually is kind of fun. So Mario Party Superstar Collection. Mario Party Superstars. I don't know. I already have a Mario Party. Like, I think this looks awesome. And maybe it would be because you have all the best of the mini games or whatever. Mm-hmm. But have you, how often do you, have you played Mario Party at all?
When we got it, we played it like continuously for a long time, to be honest. And then now, obviously, since school started up, esports for me, haven't really got on it. But I say once the holiday, like holidays are coming up, we'll have time off. Was definitely I like to get to it because it's just fun and quick in and out games. But in I would say game.
That's
recently
what it is.
I say recently no, we haven't played a whole lot of it. But yeah, I would probably look at the list of games in that game to see if it's, you know, I would really let it brainstorm to see if it's worth purchasing it, since I already have the other Mario Party, because the other Mario Party is really fun, has different fun game mini games everywhere. They're the masters of mini game. That's one thing Switch is. Excuse me here. So JFK305, what's up, man? He gave me got another sub for 8 months. Haven't seen you in a while. I'm good. Hope you're good. And he says the palm rotation was so useful in the fight night when healing up never got a blister. So in fight night, it was an EA boxing game, John. And in the early 2000s, actually, they had it on Entourage. They had like a couple episodes where Johnny was playing in a fight night celebrity league.
Yep.
And so, yeah, see, no blisters, no blisters. Mm. People suing because of blisters. Really? Come on. Come on. I played it's in the league for 12 years. I could sue somebody. OK, there's somebody that does some malpractice on some things. All right. And you're going to sue for a blister. I wish I could sue for a blister. Man,
you sue the Packers. Just like, you know, I got some blisters playing football, guys.
Right. No, it wouldn't be the Packers. It'd be the Texans.
Okay, the text. Okay,
it was a hot mess down there. Woo-wee. I'll tell that story one day on the podcast. So, two dogs and a guy says, "Got to go through it." He says, "Nothing like battling out back in the day with your buddies, even struggling through the blisters." LOL. That's what two dogs and a guy says. He said, "Nintendo 64 Mario Party mini games always came with blisters." Really nice. I mean, the Olympics one. It was the one where you had to, on Nintendo, I turned my Nintendo controller like sideways and then go like that, either with my index finger or with my thumb. Now, I got blisters. Never once did I think about writing a letter to Nintendo when I was 8 years old saying, "I'm suing. I got a blister. You know, I can't function no more. I can't live my life as an 8 year old no more. So I'm suing for bodily damage." Never. Come on, gamers. You got bigger things you can sue. You got other people you can sue. Don't sue Nintendo for some blisters. Come on. We got Buke says, "I hear the story. Any day. I hear that story." Oh, the story. Yeah. That's a fun little trip. The 2 years I was down. And that could be a movie, a mini documentary movie on Netflix. And then Tommy Sino says, "If people have been breaking their fingers playing Mario Party, I could understand the lawsuit." Oh, yeah, I say breaking. If you break a bone, okay, that hurts. Not a blister, though. And then JFK, he's laughing. He's LMFAO, Texans, still hot mess. I heard the majority. I heard majority, but I don't get it. You had Andre Johnson wasn't a success? Right, Andre. Probably one of the best wide receivers in NFL history. Great guy, too. Great teammate. So, yeah, it was interesting. We'll say that for another podcast. And then two dogs and a guy says, "Always got it. Got it on the middle of the palm." That's where he got his blisters. And Buke says, "I was so happy when we saved Cobb from the Texans." Oh, Randall. He's talking about Randall Cobb is now back a Packer. Two touchdowns last night, by the way, in the game. Mm-hmm. And win over the now defeated. Arizona Cardinals defeated. All right, now we're headed to what's on stream.
Row, guys. Row, row your boat gently up the. Sorry, excuse me. It's time for what's on stream.
Woo! So we got a movie, and we got a TV show, and that TV show, John, I'm with you on that. That is an awesome show. But I'm gonna bring up a good, even though it's not a horror movie. But let's say you could break the monotony of watching some horror flicks by watching a good sci-fi most, I say, popular talked about book of all time, Doom. So if you have HBO Max and you got the all-star cast, if you can see, you know, it's Jason Momoa. So you got Aquaman. Then you have, I can't think of her name, but she's in Spider-Man, all the Spider-Man movies. She's Peter Parker's girlfriend. And she's also in a TV show called Euphoria. And then you have Thanos right there. You have a good cast. You have the best, probably, this is basically an all-star team of actors here, all A-list actors. And Doom is that, you know, futuristic. You have two cultures, two species of humans, and it's all about the spice. So the spice on the planet gives you these Jedi-like powers where you can make people do things. You can move real fast. And so they're fighting to control the spice. So the spice is like the currency in this world. And quote me if I'm wrong. I know people in the chat have pretty much read the book or seen the movies from, because they remade one. They made the first one I was aware of when I was a kid was the one they made in the 80s, John, and okay. Twitch chat. And then they made another one in the late 90s, early 2000s. That was, it was okay. Not much talked about it. But now this one, you know, big people behind it in terms of the actors, directors, the writers. So this one, I mean, to be it coming back out, and it just looks, it has, I say, from a visual point of view of a movie, the visual things you see, the artwork, the design, the camera angles, the things that would make directors and writers and, I say, cameramen and women win an Oscar. You know, they're going to win an Oscar for this one. It's a visually beautiful movie, as you see. Nice. When you see those commercials and they have the remarks from somebody, a critic. It's visually beautiful. Yeah. That's what Doom is. So you want to get out of watching Zalanda. Thank you, Cal. What's that? Cowboy Natty. Appreciate you there. And yes, Bukes, I'm ready for Halo Infinite. So that is my what's on stream recommendation. Check it out, HBO Max. All right, John, what you got?
By the way, I do want to see Dune, so I'm excited.
So here, actually, you got the preview. I forgot.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Get out of the. Oh, that's yours. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
yours.
Mine.
Somehow yours popped up first. So this is John's. You can go.
Okay. Yeah. So on Netflix, we're on season. What is it now? Season three of You. Yeah. On Netflix, it's described as a psychological thriller, romantic comedy, is what
it is. That says. Yes, it is.
But we find our two main characters, Joe and Love, Joe Goldberg.
She's crazy.
Is now wife Love, and they've moved to the suburbs, but the murder and everything else still follows them, and they get themselves in some more trouble. And it's basically old school. If you've ever watched You, this guy, Joe, he's obsessed with women and he kind of like stalks them. Yeah. And he stalked Love and then they got married, and I don't want to ruin season two, if you haven't seen season two, but, and so I'm not done with this season yet. I don't know if you finished this season of mine.
We watched episode one. So, and they've been doing other, you know, all the Halloween stuff, but I got to finish it. Yes.
Yeah. It's, I didn't know what to think about the You series, but man, it's entertaining. It really is. The wife and I sit down and watch an episode or two every night, and we're trying to slowly work our way through that because we've watched the first two seasons. So definitely recommend You on Netflix. It's got some, you know, psychological thrilling moments, I guess, since it is a psychological thriller. But I definitely liked You. I like this season too. I didn't know what I was going to think when season two ended and they're like moving to the suburbs.
Right.
But this is, man, they still got this. There's some corny parts in my opinion in the series, but overall I like it.
Right. They're made for each other. They're both crazy.
They're both crazy.
He found the perfect wife. It's crazy. So he sits there and daydreams and talks to himself about how either he's going to have sex with a woman or kill somebody. He's similar to Dexter. He's almost like Dexter's brother. Yeah. Dexter, when I just like think Dexter. About it, saying it out loud, I'm like, and they bring a Dexter back, by the way, if you didn't see that. Dexter's coming back on. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay, go behind the screen. Yes.
So Dexter, that's supposed to pick up Dexter like 10 years after he.
Yeah, he's still in the cabin in Canada, so I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. So that was my presentation got flipped around. So now here's Doom. There you go. We got Doom coming at you. And we had Drax. So like I said, Aquaman, Drax, Thanos on there from JFK. Thank you. He says Aquaman and Thanos versus Drax. LOL, beautiful shot movie, but it's kind of a snooze fest. Yes, it's a little bit of a, it's a long one. It's almost 3 hours long.
What's the running time? Do you know
hours and 36 minutes. Okay. I said 2.5 hours. Wow. 2 hours and 36 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty long.
Yeah, it's pretty, but like I said, you got like, you know, Zalanda, you got Jason Momoa, you got the guy who played Thanos, can't think of his name. He was in Goonies, I can't think of his name right now. You got Dennis Villeneuve as the director. You got that guy there who's a very good actor. I just wanted to say that guy. That guy right there, him right there. He's like got Academy Award nominations up the wazoo, you know. He's just a really good actor. Just know that. He's that guy. Ooh, he played Apocalypse in Apocalypse, X-Men movie. That's the little spaceships that kind of look like dragonflies. They fly like dragonflies. Pretty dope. So
Interesting design.
Right. So this is the planet. Like I said, it's a desert planet. It's been out since like October. But yeah. And so this is one of the villains. He's like there's Drax or there's Batista. And they're on the planet is a desert planet. Because of the spice, it's basically part of the sand in parts of the world. And so they harvest it, obviously, and contain it. But if you drink it, sniff it, you get these super crazy powers. Like my man, Momoa, you see that little blue aura around them. You know, it makes them very powerful. They could see, like the kid here, the son of the king, which is the guy I said, that guy. He sees the future. He sees into the future. He sees things happening. And he sees things before they happen. He's like, and his mom and dad are like, wow, how did you? Like, oh my God, he's doing it. You know, that's like his thing. And, but also you got Jedi powers. Just imagine you could get some Tamarack and then tell people, hey, go wash my clothes.
Can I tell you something I didn't like about that preview?
What's that?
Something I didn't like about that preview is
Josh Borland. There it is, Josh Borland. Sorry.
I don't know if they who said it, but they said like the next Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they always say that about a movie.
Right. I didn't like that. Like, what are you trying to say about yourself? It's almost as if like let your film become its own thing. Don't try to tell me that you're the next big franchise. Become the next big franchise.
Right.
I didn't like that. That part of the trailer I did not like, but I think I will check out Dune.
Yeah, I mean, that potentially could have been either one or two things. Either the writer, director, making sure when they do the commercial, that ad, like you said, is doing that. Or the critic said that in a magazine review. Like,
right. Even if the critic said that, I don't know. I don't know. It feels like you're trying to get me to go there because of other movies instead of to get me to watch because of your movie.
Right. And that's a good marketing tool. Ploy. That's a marketing ploy where they reference this. I do it because I reference, like, I'll say this game is like Marvel Avengers, you know, even the Guardians. So it's like, oh, people like that game. So
yeah.
Oh, it's like Halo, you know, like Halo Guardians, and people love that game and they'll go get the Halo Infinite. So if you do that in sales, quotation marks, you get them on the hook. You get them on the hook, John. So we know that business, don't we? We know that very well. Yeah. that wraps us up. This is the Halloween edition. Oh, we gotta go into costume one more time, John. It's a full role for you that hadn't seen. I couldn't jack Michael Myers for my machete, so I jacked Kylo Ren for his lightsaber. I'm dodging bullets.
See, this is why you want to go to a Halloween party. Did you get to play around like your kid?
Yeah. Yes. Hey, if you didn't live in Madison, it's like we got invited to two parties this weekend.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, I would be like, if you live close, I'd be like, John, come on over. We're doing this. We're going to this house and this house. So as you read the graphic there, that's where you can follow us on social media, AG_Gamers Lounge. And myself, Amon Green 30, all one word, at Twitter and Instagram, like it says. And we'll be back next week. And we'll have a guest. I remember the name now. Legendary Predator. That's his Dragon Ball. That's his gamer tag. And he's a Dragon Ball Z esports player. He is really good. And he's won a few. And he plays for the new game organization called Hive Esports out of New York City. Okay. They also have him. They have both a men and a women's Gears of War team, pro teams. So, and my good friend Carlos, who's a part of that management. So Hive Esports, you can follow him on Instagram at Hive Esports, I believe GG or something like that. If you type in Hive Esports, it's on there. So, John, have fun this weekend.
Yes. Happy right. Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And then also, before we go, remember, follow us. Give us feedback and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you download your podcast. Don't forget to do that. And if I find time, come in the Discord. I'm going to, you know, make an announcement that I'll be streaming this weekend. Because I just got Halloween parties this weekend, so I could stream again. All right. And then in another month or two, we'll be out of school. I'll have more time to stream. I'll be back streaming again on more normal games. If you can hear me through the light saving going on right there. So I'll be back streaming again. I know Denai's like, come on back. But no, I got work, bro. My esports teams are doing pretty good. I'm excited for them. I'm happy for them. They're getting better and stronger as a team. So we have JFK says Jason versus Constantine. That is a character that Keanu Reeves has played as Constantine, and you're close to that, except for the hair. The hair is shorter in Constantine. Pooch says, have an awesome weekend. Thank you, you too, Pooch. Have a great weekend. JFK says, happy Halloween, and listen to the Apple Podcast if I missed it. Like he said, he's going to listen to the podcast if he missed it, since he missed it live. So, yes, everybody have a happy Halloween. John, you have a happy Halloween, and I'll talk to you next week.